The governor is calling for the creation of a college and workforce readiness council. It would be comprised of members from business, K-12 education, tech colleges, and four-year universities. Its job is to get more workers for skilled job openings. Western Technical College president Lee Rash likes the concept.
These are good goals. It'll take some work in getting the K-12 system and the university and tech colleges to work together on that.
But Rash says it'll be tough to shift resources to accommodate the plan. In his biennial budget, Governor Walker and the legislature cut state aid to tech colleges by 30%. Rash says the reduced funding has Western cutting back or eliminating programs when enrollment is up. Still, he sees this as an opportunity.
It's good to get the educational parties together. I think collaboration can do some good things, but a few dollars right now would really help.
Walker and cabinet members used a tour at Phillips Plastic in Eau Claire to promote the plan. The governor says collective bargaining reforms will free up more money for the training programs.
And so our hope is, looking ahead to the future, that whether it's Western Wisconsin, whether it's MATC, whether it's North Central Technical College, in each of those cases, they'll use those tools, as some of them already have, to not only keep but add to their curriculum.
Walker says the Wisconsin Working Plan will accelerate job growth and help move the state towards his goal of creating 250,000 jobs by 2014. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.